Okay. So, welcome back to the podcast. A couple of things that I want to start off with. I want to make sure that I share, and I know you've heard me say this before if you've listened to any previous episodes, but I feel like it's important for me to share with this one. I am not a medical or health professional. I am a spiritual life coach. I witness energies and emotions and offer spiritual and intuitive guidance, offer contemplation and space for meditative journeys and energy work. And it's important that I share that if you have any mental or physical health conditions or concerns, that you seek a medical, mental, or physical health professional. But I wanted to talk today a bit about the energy of unaddressed trauma. I was talking here with Meredith and some colleagues here at the office about energy work and trauma and how we hold this energy in our body, in our mind, in our energy, in our spirit, and how it can affect us. So I wanted to chat about that a little bit in today's podcast. But I have two quotes from two different websites that I wanted to share because I felt like they helped define the notion of unresolved trauma. The Golden Gate Recovery website, www.goldengaterecovery.com, had an article and they had a really good definition of unresolved trauma. All unresolved trauma are traumatic experiences we have not let go of. They went on in this article to talk about how a lot of times we have gone through therapy and different things, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we fully let go of these experiences. And sometimes those traumatic events can hang out, that energy of those events can hang out in our body and our mind and hang out in our spirit and create an imbalance in our energy, an imbalance in our root chakra or in our chakra system, and can disconnect us from our spirit and our vibrancy. So it becomes a conversation that we have and that we address in some of the work that I do. I've had some clients very vulnerably share some experiences in their life, and I'm honored to be able to witness those experiences, to offer energy, care, and spiritual reflection on those moments. But we're all carrying sometimes this traumatic energy. And we know the notion of what trauma usually, we have a belief of what trauma usually is. However, I feel like the last few years that notion has expanded. There's an article by, and this is the second quote that I'm going to offer, article on the National Institute of Health, www.ncbi.nml.ni.gov, and they have an article about transforming trauma with lifestyle medicine by James Gordon, who's an MD, and Tatiana Znaenko and Miller. Znaenko Miller, and she's an MS. So I wanted to make sure I quoted that right. And one of the parts in the article that sticks out to me when I was Googling the notion of unaddressed trauma. Left unaddressed, trauma can have long-term physical and physiological consequences. It appears that the consequences of trauma can also be transmitted from generation to generation through modifications in the DNA of the exposed individual that alter the function of one or more genes. So in that article, they actually address the notion of how we believed trauma to be one thing, and then we moved through COVID and realized trauma is very much something more and can be a blanket of other things, not just our what we believed it to be before, that it's a much broader notion. So I wanted to share those because I feel like it helps us identify a bit that notion of unresolved trauma. And I wanted to make sure I honored them properly with their work. Finish up my water. So Let's talk a minute about, I wrote down all my notes because I wanted to make sure I got it right. What this is born from is witnessing my clients and witnessing some of the energy and emotions and witnessing some people's reactions to meditation, reactions in healing circles, reactions in energy work, reactions during intuitive readings. And there's an energy that hangs out underneath the surface that we're all trying to figure out how to navigate through. There's this energy that can cause dis-ease and imbalance in our system that we're trying to work through. And if trauma is involved in that energy underneath the surface, it can take a lot more to work through. And of course, it is important to reach out to your therapists and your medical doctors and to help take care of that portion of you. But I wanted to share my notes on what I've experienced and to give a bit of a viewpoint on energy work and some of the other modalities we have at the office here that may help with that a little bit. So, if we have unaddressed trauma, it can leave energy that hangs out in our body and hangs out in our mind. And the work that I do with the meditative journeys, with the energy work, with the spiritual and emotional reflections, happens on a deeper level. We explore the shadow side of things. We explore the deeper emotions. We reflect on the lessons within some of the more shadowy experiences in our life. We pull those lessons out and we use them to help us grow and to help us move forward. And I've noticed that my work has a tendency to lean in that direction where we work with that shadow a little bit more. Sometimes when I have clients who come in and they don't seem comfortable with energy work, or they don't feel comfortable in meditation sessions, it could mean that they need time to allow their mind and body to feel safe enough to do that deep inner work. This is very much a root chakra concept. We actually are just finishing up tonight, as I'm recording this, the unique chakra series that we did. And one of the things we talked about in the chakra work is that a lot of the chakras work together. Also, we talked about how, in order to address some of the energies that we hold on to in chakras, like our sacral chakra, or maybe in our heart, we have to feel safe enough to be able to be vulnerable to look at that. And if we don't feel safe in our body, in our mind, to share that, we get to work on helping our body, helping us feel safe physically and mentally first before we do that deep dive work. So this is very much a root chakra concept, as well as some of the sacral chakra, teaching our body and mind it's safe to explore those emotions and that energy and to work on healing that on a deeper level. So we have to look at how are we able to make ourselves feel safer. And this is where other modalities and other forms of self-care come into play. So the next few, I have like five here that I'm going to, no, four that I'm going to offer that I have witnessed within our environment. Of course, there are more, and I encourage you to explore all of them. However, these are the ones that I've seen, and these are the ones that I've been able to have conversation with the other professionals here in the office, like Dr. Meredith and Lindsay, who is our massage therapist. And we've reflected on the notion of this energy and how we've seen it come up in clients. And some of our, in ourselves too, just that notion of how this energy arises in our physical bodies and our mental awareness. So the first one is yoga. Yoga teaches us to slow down, and it helps us move stored energy in the body on a very physical level. However, there's a lot of meditative vibes to yoga, but it's a very physical experience. And when people are having a hard time diving into the more emotional, spiritual, aspects of meditation that I work with, having that physical meditative process of yoga can help to move that energy and teach that body that they can, that it's safe to lean into that and it's safe to explore these experiences more. Another one is massage. Massage helps to release that physical tension we are carrying, and sometimes it starts moving the energy and the emotions that we're storing physically. And it allows for some of that physical peace to take over. And when we experience this on a regular basis, it can offer that sense of peace and that sense of safety that we don't have to protect ourselves or fight to survive anymore. And then chiropractic care. Chiropractic care addresses our physical structure. It helps us align on a physical level. And having this alignment and having these adjustments can break free, or as Lindsay said, unlock some of these stuck energies in our bodies. And it helps to move some of that around and release what is causing imbalances. Also, one thing I've noticed with the work that I have with my clients, starting with simple grounding and affirmation meditations can be very powerful. Training the mind that it's in the body, that it's safe to be still on a regular basis. Implementing these notions, implementing a grounding meditation, and implementing an affirmation that feels valid to you on a regular basis in our day-to-day or weekly process helps to build an awareness within our body and our mind that we are safe, and it's safe to let go of that protection response and lean into deeper healing. Now, I want to make a note here that you get to explore what feels grounding to you, whether it's certain affirmations that feel more valid. Maybe the affirmation is, I am safe, feels valid to you. Maybe I am supported feels more valid to you. Maybe divine security or divinely grounded, whatever that affirmation that feels like it's valid to you. It doesn't have to feel real, meaning that sometimes when we say affirmations, they don't quite feel like they are real, but it feels like words that we're saying. But it has to feel like it gets to be valid for you. So sometimes some of the affirmations feel like they're way up here and we're down here and we're like, I can't, this is just so far from where I am. It just feels hokey. So we want to find something that honors raising our vibration or balancing things out for us a little bit. So find an affirmation that resonates with you. Find grounding techniques that resonate with you. Some people find nature sounds and trees and the visuals of trees and the visuals of dirt and earth very grounding. Others actually find ocean waves and beaches very grounding. The sound of ocean waves, the colors of the ocean waves, the feel of the sand, the images of the ocean. Some people find that very grounding. So you get to explore what grounding images and meditations, sounds, and spaces feel authentic to you. So what happens then? So we explore some of these other modalities to help our body and mind feel safe. So then when we have taught the body and the mind it's safe, we then may be ready to explore these energies and these emotions on a deeper level. You then can dive into the meditative journeys, the contemplation and reflection work, the energy work, and all of these help to identify and release that emotional energy that could be stuck in our body. So I want to explain something, kind of taking a sidebar here. A couple of things that we have noticed when working with our clients is we have some clients that, when you may have heard me talk about this in the past, we've had quite a few clients that find they resonate really well with having energy work before their chiropractic session. That energy work helps to settle their body, that meditation or that spiritual work helps to cause a release of tension and settle their body so that they are more open to a better adjustment through the chiropractic work and they hold it longer. But there also are some people that I have come across where they're not quite at a point where energy work or meditation feel like it's supporting them in any way, or at least the way I work with energy work and meditation, in the way most of my sessions go, that they're not quite ready for that, and that doesn't quite resonate yet. And that's okay. We're not meant to Reiki, meditation, intuitive readings, contemplation, all of that stuff isn't meant for everybody. Absolutely not. And I'm not saying that it is meant for everybody. However, if you try it and it doesn't resonate right away, sometimes when we start with the other modalities and we explore those other modalities, it can create that safer energy in our body and our mind so that we then can dive into that deeper work better. And you may also find that along the way, when you start with some of the other modalities, maybe you're going to a yoga class on a regular basis. Maybe you're going to, getting massages on a regular basis, and it really feels great and really works great for some time. And then offers a lot of peace. And then all of a sudden you find that, yeah, there's still that peace physically, but you're noticing a little bit of an emotional upheaval in between those sessions, or you're finding the peace is mixed with some emotions that come up and you're not quite sure what's going on. This could be a sign that your body and your mind, that you're ready to do a bit of that deeper energy work, that you're ready to dive in a little bit deeper. So you can keep doing the yoga and keep doing the meditation or the massage and maybe add in a meditative journey or add in a couple of energy sessions to see if this helps to start shifting things that may be coming up and loosening it up within that energy. It may be a sign to add in some other work. It's all part of the healing journey is witnessing where we are, witnessing what we get to move and adjust. And again, like I said, these are just my viewpoints of what I have seen and the conversations that I've had with some of my colleagues here at the office. So I wanted to talk a little bit now about some of the offerings that I have and how that can, when you have settled the body and mind and you feel like you're at a safer level and you're ready to do that deep dive work, how can some of the modalities that I offer help with some of this energy of trauma that we're hanging on to or that we're looking finally ready to release? Let's talk about the meditative journey. The meditative journey can help us identify that energy that we're holding on inside or that is inside our body or mind. Identify what this energy looks like, what it feels like, and then we can move into a meditative process and give us tools to support in releasing it on an energetic level. So often when my clients are in, they're confronted with fear, or they're confronted with a depressive emotion, or they're confronted with sadness, or just unrestful, or even they're confronted with a stressful situation. Maybe it's not an emotion specifically, maybe it's a situation that they're struggling with. We'll identify it with a color, with a texture. Where do you feel it in your body? Visualize it. And then, when we know what it looks like, what it feels like, and we give it some tangible concepts, we can break down maybe what it means on a deeper level. What does that color symbolize? What does that texture symbolize? Where is it sitting in the body, and what chakras does that align with? And then, after we understand it more, we can formulate a plan with meditative journeys or with energy work to help to release that on an energetic level. And that helps them as a tool along their healing journey, combined with all these things that they're also exploring. An intuitive reading or an intuitive conversation. This can often help bring in new perspectives to what previously we knew as true. So often in the intuitive readings or the intuitive conversations that I have, it brings in It feels like there's messages of a perspective shift in understanding things in a new way or a new light. Or there's ideas and tips on how to embrace a new way or a new idea, or how to find that new perspective. And often these intuitive readings can be paired with a meditative journey or with energy work. So in energy work, when I reference energy work, I reference the Reiki and inner light and guided meditative work that I do with my clients, but there's lots of different modalities. Energy work can help us tie in the body, mind, and the energy of the emotions. It addresses it at a chakra level, at our energy, our subtle energies in our body. And it helps to lift the vibration of our system. And that supports a deeper relaxation and supports a deeper healing. The notion with the energy work is it really helps to balance that energy system, which sits so closely with our physical system, that it really can help to start influencing those physical imbalances once we have found that safety and are ready to dive in. So then we've got the contemplation and the reflection work. This I find happens with quite a few of my clients who come and see me on a regular basis, because we've done some of the work to dive in a little bit deeper, and they found a safety and a security in our process, and they're ready to reflect on some of the situations in their life or reflect on some of the emotions that they're feeling. So we have a conversation, and we offer questions and thoughts to contemplate, and we reflect on certain scenarios in their life or certain emotions that come up or certain energy that we're feeling and what that means for them and what that means in their life currently, as well as what it meant in their past, and understanding it on an energetic, spiritual, or emotional level. And it helps them, sometimes often, it helps them connect with the lessons and to see the growth that they have embraced, or to release what no longer serves them, helping to shift that shadowy experience and implement just a little bit of a light energy into it. So just to circle back to that notion, if you try energy work or you try a meditation or you try a meditative journey and it's not working initially or doesn't feel good, maybe stick with it. Lean into it a little bit more. Move through some of that resistance that comes up, or shift. Tell me that what you're feeling, tell me what you're thinking, or whatever Reiki professional you're going to, tell them, I'm not feeling comfortable, I'm not feeling safe. And we can shift it to start creating a safer feel for you. Or maybe you try something else. Maybe you start with some of the energy work that we do or some of the meditative journeys, and you're like, this is not resonating with me right now. And you go do some yoga for a while and you implement that into your life. Or you go get a massage on a regular basis and you implement that in your life. And you teach your root chakra that it's safe to explore these energies and that it's safe to be comfortable in diving a little bit deeper. And then you try it later on in life. Just because it doesn't work now doesn't mean it won't work ever. So there's a couple ideas about healing journeys, about trauma energy. And just to offer a couple of takes and exploring it and understanding it along the way. So I would love your feedback. Does any of this resonate with you? How does it feel? What do you think? Is it something that you find that you have experienced this? Maybe you're on the other side of it and you're like, this really identifies a lot of what I've experienced along the way. Reach out to me and share your stories. You can find me on social media on Facebook or Instagram under uniquebeautyandmeditation.com. You can share something in the comments of this podcast. I encourage you to follow, to like, and to subscribe, whatever you need to do on whatever platforms you find this. Leave a review. That helps to go a long way to help build the momentum within this podcast. And if I can help you at all with any of this work, please let me know. Reach out. I'm here to support you. would love to invite you to go check out my website. There's a ton of amazing events coming up, as well as I currently have a subscription, $7 a month, to join the Journey to Receive. It's a divinely guided weekly message to help us understand how we get to set down the hustle, get out of our own way, and open up to receiving goodness, light, and abundance easier and deeper. Here you go. Thank you for celebrating your uniquely beautiful self with me, and I look forward to hearing back from you how this resonates.